Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
It's the best no-till conference in the U.S. of A. The 29th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference is set for January 21st and 23rd in Wichita, Kansas. Whether you're a beginner or a veteran using no-till on your farm, this conference is designed for you. This year's No-Till on the Plains Conference will feature Dr. Dwayne Beck, Russell Hedrick, and 20 more speakers on no-till, regenerative agriculture, and soil health. Early bird registration is your best deal, and the deadline is December 13th. Learn more at notill.org.
Family caregivers support their loved ones every day. Now there's a tax credit to help support them. The new Caring for Caregivers tax credit gives Oklahoma family caregivers up to $3,000 in financial relief for expenses like medical supplies and in-home care. If you're caring for a loved one, you've earned this support. Check your eligibility at aarp.org/OK Caregiver Tax Credit. That's aarp.org/OK Caregiver Tax Credit. Paid for by
AARP. Lots of questions circulating and discussing the impact of the 2024 election on the food and agriculture sector. Pinion Government and Public Affairs Director Brian Kuhl assessed the potential impacts of the recent electoral outcomes on farmers and ag companies, including expected effects of tariffs and trade, likely tax code changes, the farm bill, and changes to immigration and ag labor. Kuhl talked about the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act.
As you may remember, in 2017, when President Trump was in his first term, Congress passed the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that was weighted primarily at upper income. It had some benefits for lower income, but I think one of the criticisms of it in the mainstream media was that it was skewed more toward the wealthy. It was largely positive for the agriculture sector. We did a lot of analysis for trade organizations at the time. So, for example, one of the issues that I know the ag sector generally applauded was the doubling of the estate tax exemption and the gift tax exemption. Really important if you own a lot of agricultural land that has higher values as land prices have gone up. Really important to make sure that the family, your family, was able to inherit the farm without facing a huge tax burden. There were definitely many beneficial pieces of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act for agriculture.
Kuhl said a big topic, of course, going to be the budget.
In order to qualify for the budget reconciliation 50-vote margin, budgets need to balance over a 10-year term. That's the reason that you often see spending programs or more often tax programs that come into being and then sunset. Because in order to pass through a 50-vote margin, they can't extend the deficit outside a 10-year window.
To hear the complete global webinar about all these great topics, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, if a farmer runs into trouble while in harvest season or has a trouble with their equipment or lacks the proper equipment to do a job, U.S. Custom Harvesters to the rescue. I had the opportunity to chat with U.S. Custom Harvesters President David Meisner to talk a little bit about what this group has to offer.
So the U.S. Custom Harvesters is a group of individuals that came together back in 1983 as a custom combiner association, and since then we've grown, and we have a lot of silage choppers, cotton, and manure even in our association membership.
So if you need help on the farm, you can just give them a call.
That's right. You're welcome to give our office a call and say, hey, you know, I've got something. Talk to Mandy. Mandy will say, go ahead, and got these many acres of whatever crop it is, and she'll send an email out to our membership, and then somebody will call that farmer and say, yep, here it is, done.
For more information about the U.S. Custom Harvesters, you can go to uschi.com. You've got farm news.
Rural Oklahoma entrepreneurs and innovators looking to grow their businesses and develop their ideas are invited to attend the Northwest Oklahoma Small Business Resource Conference, March 31st, at Northwest Technology Center in Fairview. Hosted by a collaboration of rural business resource providers, the conference will feature everything you need to succeed. From breakout sessions to our trade show, the conference will put Oklahoma's world-class business resources at your fingertips. Visit LaunchRuralOK.com to register today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.